listening to the Read Aloud Revival Podcast. This is the podcast that helps you make meaningful and lasting connections with your kids through books. Hello, hello, Sarah McKenzie here. I'm dropping into your earbuds, impromptu here, totally off the cuff, spontaneous. I decided to do this 10 minutes ago. The rest of my team here at Read Aloud Revival doesn't even know I'm doing this. But stay with me. This is going to be super short, but I think helpful to you, and I have a little something for you at the end. I couldn't wait for season 10 to come talk to you about this because I love this time of year. As I record this, it is December 2016, and I just absolutely love it when the calendar turns to January. We're all thinking about a fresh new year full of opportunities. I don't know if you're one to make resolutions or not, but if you're anything like me, you may have a list of things you want to be better at in 2017. You know, things like I want to exercise a certain number of days a week, or read a certain number of books, or spend more one-on-one time with my kids, or get more sleep. That's one of mine. I've gotten into a really terrible habit lately of staying up too late. Well, I wanted to share a little something I picked up years ago that has been so, so helpful to me as a mother as I think through goals and dreams and plans for a new year. Because the ones that really get me are the things that I want to do every day. If I want to do it every day, that means it's important, right? But tell me I have to do anything every day and I just sort of freak out. It's so hard for mothers to do things every day. Don't you hate it when you take your kids to the dentist and the dental hygienist looks at you and asks if your son flosses every day? I'm always like, I don't even know if that kid's wearing clean underwear. How on earth am I supposed to keep up with his daily flossing? Truly, anything you have to do every single day can be overwhelming. So I'm going to give you some advice for this coming year for anyone who wants 2017 to be a year where you make meaningful and lasting connections with your kids through stories. Here's what I suggest. Ditch the guilt about doing it every day and just shoot for doing it most days, even doing it every other day. Okay, so let's take this and reading aloud. Let's say that you think, oh my goodness, I want in 2017, I want to make more meaningful and lasting connections with my kids through books. I want to spend more time reading aloud with them. Well, if you think to yourself, reading 10 minutes a day, every day for a year, that adds up to 60 hours over the course of a year. But just like we said, anything where you have to do it every single day is a little overwhelming. And if you're like me, you get a little frustrated when you hit that first day in your streak where you miss it. And it feels really frustrating. So let's be a little more realistic. Let's say 10 minutes a day, every other day for a year. More manageable, right? That adds up to 30 hours. 30 hours is a tremendous amount of reading aloud. You could read the entire Chronicles of Narnia in 30 hours. You could read literally hundreds of picture books in 30 hours. It's truly amazing amount of time. So reading aloud doesn't need to be daunting or overwhelming at all. 10 minutes every other day-ish, totally doable, right? I guarantee if you read 30 hours this year with your kids will remember it. They might not remember the exact stories or characters or plot lines. You know, a decade from now, they might not be able to retell you that story very carefully, but they will remember the heroic choice that you made to connect with them and to share stories with them. And throughout the coming year, when your head hits the pillow at night, you're going to know that you got to the most important thing. The thing that will have a greater impact on your kids' academic life, that will help them grow in empathy and compassion for others, that will expand their world beyond the walls of your home, and that will connect you with an unbreakable bond, better than anything else you can do with your kids. I guarantee this, you will not regret a single minute you spend reading with your kids in 2017. But that doesn't mean you need to go gangbusters, you know, just try to read every single day and get frustrated when you fizzle out. Little moments add up. The 19th century poet Julia Carney said, "Little drops of water, little grains of sand make the mighty ocean and the beauteous land. And the little moments, humble though they be, make the mighty ages of eternity." Those little moments, those little 10-minute chunks where you read aloud every other day-ish, they're like drops of water in a pail or grains of sand on a beach. They don't seem like much at the time, but over time, when you combine them, they can make a really big difference. Here's what I suggest. You need a year at a glance calendar and a pen. That's it. You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, well, those one sheet calendars for the year. And every single day that you read aloud, all you do is you mark an X. If you've read 10 minutes to your kids, mark an X. That's it. You don't need to try to make it one huge, long, unbreakable streak, although that's totally cool if you can. I've never been able to manage it. We always break our streak. But it doesn't matter, because what happens when you have a year at a glance calendar, let's say on your fridge, somewhere noticeable where you see it every day, and over time, over a couple weeks, and then a couple months, and then toward the end of the year, when you see all of those X's on your calendar, you'll see those little grains of sand, right? They'll be building up in front of you, and you'll be able to look back and say, that was time well spent. I am so glad we made time for that. And it will feel like a good accomplishment because it is a good accomplishment. But reading aloud isn't like some of the other things we do in our life that stays done. Well, I don't know. Is there anything in the life of a mother that stays done? But it's not even like the laundry where at least you can put it away and it's done for an hour. Or dinner where you feed it to people and it's done. Reading aloud, there's nothing tangible. But it's so worthwhile, and we know that. And so I think just making an X when we read aloud 10 minutes a day is so helpful because it shows us right in front of our face, hey, you did this and it matters. And over the course of the year, you can feel really good about all that time you spent connecting with your kids through stories. Now, I have a year at a glance calendar for you. All you need to do is go to rar365.com. RAR, like Read Aloud Revival, 365, because we're talking about a year. So RAR365.com, and you can download our Read Aloud Revival Year at a Glance calendar, and we'll send you reminders every once in a while to don't forget to mark off your calendar with an X. Because you know what? All of those little moments that you spend connecting with your kids through stories, they're some of the moments you're going to be the most proud of when your kids are all moved out of your house, grown up and gone. You're going to look back, and I absolutely know for certain that none of us are going to feel like, man, I wish I had spent less time reading with my kids. We're going to be proud of those moments, and they're going to be some of our most treasured memories and our children's treasured memories too. So as you launch into 2017, I encourage you, don't go gangbusters. Don't feel like you have to do it all perfectly this year. Go for half the time-ish, 10 minutes at a time. That adds up a lot. Grab our calendar, mark it off, show us on social media, take a picture every once in a while when you throw some more X's on your calendar, and tag us at hashtag ReadAloudRevival so we can cheer you on, we'll all cheer each other on, and we will make 2017 a year to make meaningful and lasting connections with our kids through books. That's it for now. We're going to be back with season 10 in January. I can't wait to share it with you. We've been recording episodes. You're going to love it. But until then, go build your family culture around books, and hey, Happy New Year.